Welcome, everybody. Share number 1181. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbi and Zizel. Lili Nishmas Blima Bas Rem Moshe and Lirufu Shalema Sarah Fega Bas Leina Chama. Getting back to our Malach of Shoichet, slaughtering. Okay, we're going through some various different ins and outs from the Sefer Lama Tes Malachas in reference to our Malach of Shoichet, slaughtering. I just do want to mention, he does bring down, it's not, you know, legal mice as far as practical applications, but it is good to know that the malacha of when one makes themselves bleed, for example, you know, squeezing out blood or making themselves bleed or causing a wound, causing a bruise, various different ways. We said that's not allowed to be done on Shabbos, but he does bring down also, again, we're not going to get into all the various different details, but he brings down the Rashi to want to say it's possibly besides our malacha of Shechet, slaughtering, it's also part of the malacha possibly of Dosh, according to some Paiskim, because of the fact one is, when one is bleeding, they make themselves bleed. He says like this, he says, according to some Paiskim, however, causing bleeding, it's this could be found on page 894, by the way, in the Sefer Lamates Malachas, 894, so according to some Paiskim, however, causing bleeding or a bruise is not related to Shechet. They want to say it's not even Shechet, but the view maintains that Shechet can only occur when the life of a creature is totally extinguished. When something is killed, not just partially, because we explained in the past, in the beginning, that the problem, according to those poskim who hold that that causing a bruise or making oneself bleed is a partial extinguishing of life, we spoke about because dam hua nefesh. Okay, we're not going to go through the whole thing again. We said the blood is the life source of a person, which we could all understand. So therefore, partially bleeding, somebody bleeding is partially removing part of the life source. Okay, but he says that according to these poskim, those poskim who want to say that it's not like that, that it's not sheichet, they want to say according to these poskim, causing bleeding is classified under the malacha of dosh. Which is extracting something that's inside of something else, which we've spoken about, of course, in the past, in reference to, for example, squeezing fruits, squeezing juices, and these type of things, because the blood becomes extracted, in a sense, from the blood vessels and the capillaries. It's really being extracted out. So some want to say that is also the problem in reference to causing a bruise. Others want to say also, he also brings down, according to some poskim, causing a bruise is properly classified under the malach of tzeveya, which would be coloring. Bruising is a tzeveya because of the fact that the impact causes a discoloration of the skin, right? If somebody causes a bruise to somebody, there's a discoloration of a skin, black and blue, whatever the case might be. So that is also, obviously, the malach of tzeveya, coloring according to some. So it's just various interesting things to keep in mind also. So however you want to slice it and dice it, whether you'll say it's not sheichet causing a bruise, making oneself bleed, it could be according to other paiskim, other various different malachas, like we said, dosh, or it could be tzeveya, coloring. Now, important thing he brings down, which we also spoke a little bit about in reference to, for example, if somebody has a nosebleed, there's a way you squeeze the top of the nose. Some people do that, and it's apparently supposed to stop the bleeding. So he brings that down, that stopping the bleeding is not the problem. The problem is making oneself bleed. He brings down on page 895, does the Sefer Lamentes Malachas, that one may apply pressure to a bleeding wound. Let's say somebody has a wound, and they apply pressure in a way in order to slow or stop the bleeding. There's ways of doing it, and not everybody knows how to do it, but if one knows how to do it, in other words, there's a way of applying pressure to a wound to stop the bleeding or to slow down the bleeding, even if the wound, and obviously we're not talking about a case of life-threatening or whatever, a wound, it's not life-threatening or it's not even serious possibly, but preventing bleeding is quite the opposite of shoichet, like he explains, as we've spoken about in the past of various different other malachas. When you're doing something like for example, tzad, when we spoke about capturing tzad, if somebody's doing it to get rid of that animal, right, they capture a insect to get rid of it, so it automatically brings it down a level, you're doing it for the opposite. In the Mishkan, we know they captured an animal to have it and to use it, whatever they had to do. The same thing with shoichet, you know, slaughtering, right, to kill the animal to have it. But over here, you're doing preventing bleeding. It's quite the opposite of shoichet. Shoichet is that you want to stop the bleeding. You don't want to make something bleed. So he says only pressing to extract blood is usur, but doing it in a way whereby one is doing it to stop, of course, that would be okay, even when it's time and place where it's not life-threatening and or serious or these type of things. Just to do an action to stop bleeding, whether it's nose, a cut, a wound, or whatever, that would be fine. Now, of course, as we always do, we always mention in all these situations, once again, he brings down the Sefer Lametes Melachos also, which he also mentions it, which we have to keep on reviewing. A life is a life, and he says, on page 896, in a case of profuse bleeding or hemorrhaging, Rachman al-Islan, somebody is hemorrhaging, Rachman al-Islan, bleeding profusely, which of course is life threatening and all hands on deck and everybody available has to do all types of chil shabbos, whatever it takes to save this person's life. So like he says, any course of action may and must, not may. Well, it's a good thing to do. No, it must be taken to stop the bleeding, including using the telephone, getting professional help, calling an ambulance, getting the person to a hospital immediately, whatever has to be done, there's nothing to think about, and not just, like we always say, like the Shulchan Aruch tells us, not just whereby it's a vada, where it's for sure, yeah, well, life-threatening for sure, but if I'm not sure, could be possibly, I don't know if it's bleeding enough, it could be. If there's a question, all hands on deck, like we always say, there's all Chilul Shabbos could be done, this and by many people also, to save this person's life. As a first aid measure, the bleeding can usually be controlled by applying pressure, like he says, pressing finger, or helping, or pressing a heavy gauze. Okay, these are various different ways of stopping bleeding. But the bottom line is, if it's a sofik, even a question of bekuach nefesh, whereby a person's bleeding and it's life-threatening, of course, all hands on deck and everything could be done. Okay, just a quick thing he brings down in reference to removing splinters. Okay, so first of all, if a splinter he brings down, we spoke a little bit about it in the past also. If a splinter is deeply embedded into one's skin and it's a question possibly of infection or something along those lines, he said if the splinter is deeply embedded to the extent that removal will inevitably cause bleeding, it's going to cause bleeding. Anyways, removing the splinter is still permitted, he said, is still allowed if the individual is in pain, if a person's in a lot of pain, and certainly if there is a fear of infection. This leniency is based on a combination of factors, and obviously when one pulls out a splinter, they don't want it to bleed. You're dealing with a psikration, could be melachah sheni tzricha legufa, possibly. Yitzhak brings down that the Sefer Lametes Melachos in Ha'ara number 78 in the back. Ha'ara number 78, it's mashma from Taisus. Okay, but be it as it may, he says, I feel a psikration like Tzoyis Dam, even though it will be a psikration. In other words, when you're pulling out this splinter, it's going to happen automatically. A person's in pain. In the case of infection, is much easier. Obviously, in the case of infection, you're dealing with, it's a dangerous situation. But he says, psikresha leitzoyis dam is mutter. The ene el melach shein tzricha legufa. Like we said, it's a melach shein tzricha legufa. And b'makom tzar legazri rabbanim. Okay, so he goes through the whole thing in the back and from the sharet zion and so on. And the ma'aseh that, you know, that's how he brings it down. Even if it's just a question of persons in pain. Now he brings down also. Obviously, if somebody pulls out a splinter and there's a good chance that it's not going to bleed, so then there's nothing to talk about. For sure, you could pull it out. What's the question? It's not even a psikresha. We're dealing in cases whereby it will bleed, with a good chance it will bleed, whereby the person's in pain and, like we said, infection for sure. He brings down in reference to sterilizing the needle or tweezers, if somebody needs a needle to pull it out or tweezers, and they have to sterilize it, of course, not to put it. He says when sterilizing the tweezers or needle, one must not put it into a flame. Many people put it into a fire, right, to sterilize it, because making the needle become red hot is the malacha of mavir or bishel. So those could be two derises you're dealing with that you're not supposed to do. So how do you sterilize the needle? The needle or tweezers. The needle or tweezers should be sterilized by dipping it into alcohol or antiseptic solution. So you can stick it into alcohol and sterilize it like that. But in those, one has to be careful not to stick it into a fire in general. He does say, interesting thing, he does bring down that if it's not available, let's say somebody doesn't have alcohol, which I do, I have a flame, but I don't have alcohol. So he said, if not available, the needle may be passed back and forth. And in a case whereby somebody's in pain and we have to take it out, when it's infection, okay, that we said that's more problematic. That could be a question of pkuach nefesh. Somebody leaves it in, it could be infection, rachman uslan in the blood. Rachman uslan. So, but he says, let's say it's just a question of pain. So if it's not, and so now, they don't have alcohol to sterilize the needle. If this is not available, the needle may be passed back and forth over a flame without allowing it to become red hot. You have to be careful in case, in time, a person doesn't have the alcohol and they have to sterilize the needle or the tweezers, you have to be careful that the metal, again, does not become red hot. Just, you know, flinging it back and forth enough to possibly kill the germs and so on. And so he just, if it's a question of just being a little bit uncomfortable or whatever the case is, he does say it's still permitted to remove the splinter that has penetrated the skin. We're talking about, of course, no issues of infection, these type of things, even if doing so may cause some bleeding. If it's possible, he does say, however, if possible, one must attempt to avoid causing any bleeding while removing the splinter. In the case of time, again, like we said before, in general, I could get it out without bleeding, but there's a good chance I could get it out without bleeding. It's not a secretion. That's the bottom line over here. And one should be careful to avoid any type of bleeding at all as much as possible. The case in time whereby it's not, you know, very painful and, of course, not infectious, which is much worse, which we spoke about. Thank you for listening. Asalochem Rocha Kol Tov.